Okay, we're in the middle of Siman Kafayin Ches, which we started yesterday about Shinui Makom. So the basic halachas of Shinui Makom, the Mishnah Berurah started with a summary, and we're going to see all the halachas now, but it's important to keep in mind that when we're reading the Mechaber, the Ramah's going to end up disagreeing, so we need to take those Ashkenazim, need to take everything that the Mechaber says with a grain of salt to realize that the Ramah's going to end up disagreeing. But the basic halacha is that if you leave the area where you were eating, so it's mechayev you to make a new bracha now when you start eating again, but that's possibly only going to be regarding things like fruit and drinks, shahakol items, and hadam and ha'etz, but it won't necessarily apply to mezonos and pas, where since there's a requirement that you have to make a bracha achrona where you ate the food originally, so now going to a new place won't ruin the original eating that you did. Rather, you'd be able to continue reading, but we'll see the halachas. So we're in the middle of Esif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch just said that if you go from room to room in one building, so then that doesn't count, that counts as a shinui makom, but if you had in mind to go to that other room, then it won't. So says the Mechaber, avalim diber imo besocha bayis, avalbishashina makom imipina lapina, eno tzarech lebarach. If you're in this one room, or you're in the big gym, or something like that, and you moved in that area, so that will not count as a shinui makom. And even if, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not able to see the original spot that you started eating in, like there's something in the way, there's a bookshelf or something, or as he says, if it's in the kitchen, so an oven in the way, you're not able to see the original place where you had started eating, that still does not count as a shinui makom, and you would be able to continue eating without making a new bracha when you start eating again. The Mishnah Berurah also has an interesting lashon of chashav lechol gam b'makom acher, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that it doesn't have to be that you specifically had in mind to eat in this other place. Rather, you knew that you were going to go somewhere. That counts as enough of a das. It doesn't have to be specifically, I know I'm going to this other place to eat there. The Ramah adds, im hayadaito lechol b'makom acher lo mikre shinui makom. Again, if you had in mind to go to a different place, as long as it was in the same building, that won't count as a shinui makom to obligate you with a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only mecheder lecheder, but mibayis lebayis, to go from house to house, that would obligate you in a new bracha. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see in the Ramah says that we paskin, that you don't make a bracha on a shinui makom when you're in the middle of a suda of bread and mezonos, as we pointed out, so then there's not so much of a nafkamina in terms of this shaila. It's only talking about a case of peros and other liquids. That's when if you went from a house to a house, you'd need to make a new bracha, but room to room, you would not need to make a new bracha. An apartment building, if you're going from one apartment to another, that would probably count as mibayis labayis, because even though it's under one roof, still, since it's owned by two different people, it would count as a shinui makom. One would assume that it would count as a shinui makom. Same thing in a dorm room. In a dorm, if you're going from dorm to dorms, and then that would probably be a shinui makom also. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says going to the staircase would not count as a shinui makom. It would count as cheder l'cheder, and if you had in mind to go to that place, then you would be fine. Siv beiz, chaverim shayu yoshim lechol. If people were sitting and eating, v'yatzu l'kras chasan or l'kras kala, and they decide they're going to go do the mitzvah of being mesameh chasan mekala, imenichu sham miksasan, and if they left some of the people there continuing to eat, then chozer m'lemkomam, v'gomrim sudasam, v'einat zirchan l'varach shnia. They'd be able to return, as long as some people were still sitting there, so then the original eating was never broken, and you'd be allowed to come back and continue eating, and it doesn't count as a shinui makom. But if everybody went to go do this mitzvah, when they go, they now need to make a new bracha. They need to make a new bracha. So, and this is true regarding all these things. Anytime you leave, it requires a new bracha. And even if you're going to do mitzvah, you're going to require a new bracha if you left nobody there. So this comes up also by a Shabbos meal. If you're in the middle of the meal and you decide that you're going to go daven mincha, so if everybody leaves and even the women get up and they clear off the table and they go into the other room to talk, so then that potentially has now ruined your suda that you wouldn't be able to bench there anymore, potentially. So that's why you should always be sure if you're going to leave in the middle of the meal to go daven mincha, they shouldn't clear off the table or someone should still remain there so that you don't break up the suda.